Make an announcement when I was up here just a few minutes ago. We're very happy tonight to announce that Verl and Joanne Tillotson, I believe I've got that exactly right, desire to place their membership with us here at Del Rada. We certainly want to welcome them to our church family here. I'd like to ask them to stand there, if they will, where they are, and I hope that you'll make them feel welcome, and we certainly are honored to have them to work and worship with us here at Del Rada. You know, there's no doubt that singing is a vital part of our worship to God. The singing tonight was just simply beautiful. When we sing, we are to teach one another. We sing as we are being sung to. We teach one another as we are being taught. We admonish one another as we are being admonished. To me, there's no more beautiful concept than the worship of Christians to the Most High God as we sing together and praise our God as we have done tonight. I wonder, though, sometimes, do we really think about the words that we sing? You know, every time we open our mouths in worship and we sing songs, we're teaching other people. Therefore, we need to be concerned about what we teach. We need to make sure we're teaching the right things. And we need to be convicted by the things that we are teaching other people. We need to believe them with all of our heart. And we need to focus on the thoughts that are in the songs that we sing. We sang just a minute ago that beautiful song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I'm going to try to be more brief tonight than usual. At least I'm going to try to be. I want to focus on the meaning of that song and just draw a few thoughts from this song that we just sung that might encourage us in our relationship with God as His people. The song says, the first verse, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I submit to you tonight that we have a wonderful friend in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our friend because He gave Himself for us. The Bible says, Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus demonstrated His great love for us by the giving of Himself on the cross. In fact, in John 10 and verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And Jesus showed His love for us that He was our dear friend by dying Himself on the cross for our sins. And the reason that Jesus did die on the cross is for all of our sins, all of our griefs to bear. Jesus' love for us is something grand to behold. I love what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 53, beginning in verse 4. The Bible says about Jesus, surely He has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows, and yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes are we healed. I'd like to challenge you to change those pronouns there to personal pronouns. And make that verse read, Surely He has borne my griefs. He has carried my sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, emphasizes the fact that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. The reason being because he became a curse for us. He died in our place, and thus he has borne our sins and our griefs. The Bible says, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. That's why we're admonished over and over again in the Bible to be a praying people, to approach God's throne in prayer. Paul said, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Isn't it an honor and a privilege to be able to call upon the Creator of this world, God, our Father, in prayer in those times of need? It's a privilege to be able to carry everything to God in prayer. That's why the Bible tells us that we are to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And then the verse says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Peter said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. We have the privilege and the ability to go to God in prayer, but how many times do we forfeit so many blessings and opportunities for God to help us and for God to encourage us through difficult times simply because we don't take the time to pray to God? It's all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. James said in chapter 4 and verse 2, you have not because you ask not. And many times we don't have what we need as Christians. We don't have the strength that we need to vibrantly live the Christian life on a daily basis because we don't ask God for help and strength. Many years ago, Henry Ford, the man who invented the automobile, bought a $1 million insurance policy. Now, his best friend, who was in the insurance business, approached Henry Ford and said, you know, why did you not buy that insurance policy from me? To which Mr. Ford replied, you never did ask me. See, so many times there are things that God will give us. There's help and strength and comfort that God can bless our lives with if we'll simply ask in prayer. And then the second verse quickly, it says, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Most assuredly, we do. Job said, man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. And as long as we live here upon this earth, there's going to be problems that we face. There's going to be difficult decisions that we're going to have to make. Our faith is going to be tested. Satan is our adversary. He is out to destroy us and to cause us to be lost. We're always going to have those temptations. James says in James 1, beginning in verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into manifold trials or temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect or entire, lacking nothing." Is James saying that I need to rejoice because I've got problems? Do I need to be thrilled because I've got problems in my life? That's not what he's saying. James says you need to have joy. You need to rejoice because you have a loving and powerful Heavenly Father who will get you through those problems. And he'll turn those problems into stepping stones toward spiritual maturity. You can be happy. You can rejoice in the fact that your difficulties in life don't have to get the best of you. The Bible says every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then the verse says we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I think when we're facing difficult times in life, when we become depressed and discouraged, when things seemingly aren't going our way sometimes, we need to remember 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. "There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." In other words, there's nothing today that can happen to me that God and I cannot handle together. And then the verse says in the next place, "Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share?" Jesus knows and understands what we're dealing with. He knows our sorrow. He knows our pain. The Bible says here over in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18 that, "For in he himself has suffered, being tempted, and because of him being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." Jesus is able to share in our sorrows. That's why we can be encouraged by the fact that Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, "For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Jesus knows. Jesus cares. He understands our difficulties. That's why the next verse says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And then quickly the third verse tonight, "Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, and thou wilt find a solace there. Yes, we are weak. We are heavy laden. We're cumbered with a load of care." That's why Jesus says in Matthew 11 and verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Oh, the burdens that can be lifted when we come to Jesus and submit our will to His. The peace of mind that can be ours. The joy that can be in our hearts. The assurance and the confidence to live the Christian life each day can be ours if we'll simply accept the invitation of our Lord. The song says, "Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer." The Bible says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 6, "Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on me shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious." We need to believe that Jesus will be there for us. In fact, we're encouraged by the words of Psalms chapter 46, where the psalmist said, "God is our refuge. He is our strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." You see, you can go to bed tonight knowing that regardless of what happens, God is there for you. He's your refuge. He's your strength. And then the verse says, "Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer." That's why we're admonished in James 5 and verse 16 to confess our faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. If we have a falling out with our brethren, we need to take it to God in prayer. We need to do the Lord's will. And when we do what God says, then there can be peace and harmony among brethren. And then he says, "In his arms he'll take and shield thee." And I love the text of Psalms 33 and verse 20. "Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." We read in Psalms chapter 3 and verse 3, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head." So encouraging to think about the fact that the Lord is there to protect us, to guide us through the storms of life. And then the concluding line of the third verse says, "Thou wilt find a solace there." And the word solace means alleviation of grief or anxiety. And we will find relief from whatever burdens that we bear, the griefs that are ours, through God and what He's done for us. The Bible describes God in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 as the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. I believe this song really can comfort us as we focus on its words with the knowledge that we do have a wonderful friend in Jesus. Jesus knows our weaknesses. He knows our sorrows. He's going to protect us. He's going to comfort us. And even if everyone else around us forsakes us, He will be there. He will never leave us. He will be there to strengthen us when we face difficult temptations. And I'm thankful that He will forgive when we fail. We're going to sing a song of encouragement tonight, and I want to ask you, is Jesus your friend? Have you obeyed the gospel? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior? You know, Jesus simply asks us to come to Him on His terms. He wants to save us. He wants us to be forgiven of sins. He wants us to have the hope of heaven. And if we're willing to obey the gospel, that promise is sure. If we're willing to believe in Jesus with all of our heart that He is the Son of God, and in that faith, if we're willing to repent, to change our lives, to give our lives to the Lord, turning from that past way of life, Luke 13, 3 and 5. And then to confess the beautiful name of Jesus, that He is the Son of God, as the eunuch did in Acts 8 and verse 37. And then even tonight, you can be baptized into Jesus Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27. You can be buried.